Hi, I'm Wendy Francis, nutrition therapist, emotional eating expert, and entrepreneur. I've helped countless people overcome their obsession with food and weight. Isn't it time you overcame what you had become and ignite who you were meant to be? Your time to become an overcomer starts now.
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for joining me for another special, really special episode of Overcoming Your Emotional Eating. And I am so excited to bring my special guest on today. I was kind of anxiously awaiting the year mark. If you have been following the podcast at all, or even if you haven't, episode number 10, which is called An Inspirational Interview, which is an amazing interview I did with an amazing woman named Kathy Tuberson, who has been on a very intense weight loss journey and has really taken it on as a journey. Lost a lot of weight, and we'll kind of recap that in just a second, but lost a lot of weight, but has also really changed not just the outside of her, and of course, obviously some health parameters, but has really changed on the inside. And I've known Kathy for a long time. I really wanted to do that interview to honor her and to also bring her lessons to the forefront, because I absolutely believe that we all learn from each other, and that's what enables us to rise together. So today I brought, almost 1 year later, brought Kathy Tuberson back to the show to do an interview to see where she's been in the last year. You know, this last year, 2020, now moving into 2021, has been one of the most challenging times I've ever lived through, realistically, from a global perspective. And I know it's impacted people in many significant ways. And I wanted to hear from Kathy what this last year has been like for her on her weight loss journey, as she's been so inspirational in so many dimensions. So thank you, Kathy, for joining me.
I'm so excited to be back.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. And so why don't we just kind of recap, and if anybody wants to listen back to number 10, the podcast, An Inspirational Interview, you can get a lot more of where Kathy had been. But you can just recap for me. You had lost at the time of our last interview, you had lost, was it 167 pounds? Am I right?
It's actually 178.
178 pounds. In how long?
It took me about 10, 11 months to do that.
Got it. So 178 pounds in 10 or 11 months, and started a big kind of journey inside yourself to learning a lot about yourself, a lot that we highlighted on that last podcast. Can you take us where you've been, show us a little bit more about where you've been since March of last year? I mean, we had the pandemic and you're trying to lose weight and everything is just kind of I'd love to hear about your journey and what's happened for you.
Well, it was definitely a crazy year for me. I had lost all that weight and was at a really good place, was working from home because of the physical issues I had had before. And actually, when the pandemic hit, our house went under construction. It was major, major reconstruction. So I lost my kitchen for 8 months. And as we all know, you know, COVID hit and the restaurant shut down. So we didn't have any way to cook. And I kind of panicked and, you know, tried to make some good choices in the beginning. I guess the excuse part of me would say it just got too hard. My choices were really limited. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to maintain, but then I just, you know, I got lazy and just kind of let life happen to me as I had done so many times before, you know. Mm-hmm. Instead of living my life, I was letting life happen to me. So I started to put some of the weight back on. And, you know, then I got into shame mode, if we have problems with our weight, we're all very good at. And let some of those negative tapes that I had talked about before sneak back in, mm-hmm. about my abilities, and my potential. And, you know, I got in a really bad place in my head. Now, the funny thing about that is while I was in a really bad place in my head, a really unique opportunity came out of the blue. The weight loss clinic that I had gone through called me out of the blue and said, we want you to come work for us. And I was really excited for the opportunity, but I was also feeling like, hey, I am not the person to do this. You know, yeah, I had success, but I'm struggling again. You know, what are people going to think? And so while it was a really exciting opportunity, it was a really hard opportunity to face as well. But I decided to go for it. And so it's been a really good thing for me. You know, I spend a lot of time just kind of helping other people, number one, learn how to do what I did. And number two, reassuring the people that have fallen off the wagon, quote unquote, how to get back on, you know, and that there is hope that we've all, because I'm kind of, unfortunately, I've kind of become the face of that practice. My picture is slammed right there in the lobby. I am part of the new PowerPoint that we show to the patient. My before and after picture are on there. So I can't hide. And that's been a really important part of my journey. I'm really good at hiding. I always have been my whole life. I like being in the background. I always sat in the back of the classroom. I always was in, if there were pictures, I was always in the back of the picture. I was always hiding and always trying to be small. And, so this has helped me move out of the shadows and live out front and live boldly and going ahead and sharing my failure. You know, yes, I fell off the wagon. And, you know, as I told you earlier, I joked that I not only fell off the wagon, I dragged it into the woods, set it on fire and danced naked around it to keep it warm. I mean, it was ugly. You know, and I gained about 50 pounds back. But then I had to just take that moment of, okay, take responsibility for where I'm at and know that there needs to be some changes. And set a date. You know, you can't keep saying someday. We all say someday I'll do this. Someday I'll, you know, travel. Someday I'll lose weight. Someday I'll deal with my anger habit. Someday, no, there's got to be a date. And so I set my date. I buckled down and, you know, I jumped back in and now the weight is coming off again. And, you know, I'm back to a better place, but I'm happy finally, you know, I'm living with joy. And that's been a big deal for me as well, is trying to, I have a really bad habit of when things are going well, trying to think about all the bad things that could happen. You know, someday or tomorrow or what if. And I've been working really hard on enjoying the moment and taking the joy that in the moment and living in that space. And I think that's been really important in my journey as well.
I love that. I mean, there's so many things. So I kind of want to dive in for a few minutes because there's so many things that you said that I know our listeners would benefit so much from understanding more about. You know, you talked about those negative tapes. And I remember you in our last interview last year really talking about, you know, how you had quieted those and how those had gone away. And so I'm interested, right, because this can happen to so many of us. How did those come back into play? Do you know how those snuck back in through the cracks?
Well, I think unfortunately, you know, I said I had a very large library of them. And unfortunately, I locked the doors on the library, but I didn't burn it. So, you know, they're still there. And it's easy to fall back. No matter how many changes you make, it's easy to fall back into old patterns. You really have to fight it. I'll give you a prime example. I had an argument with my spouse. Now, that doesn't happen often, but I did, and I had to go run some errands. And so I'm out of the house. I'm angry. I'm down on myself because I lost my temper. I don't like to do that. And so my initial knee-jerk reaction, I had already gone back on my plan and was trying to lose the weight, but my initial knee-jerk reaction was, you know, forget this trying to eat healthy. I'm going to go through the drive-thru. And that lasted for about 15 seconds. You know, fortunately, it came. I dealt with it. I put it away. Now, the difference is I used to get upset at myself for even allowing those thoughts into my head. I would get down on myself. You know, I can't believe I'm still thinking this way. I can't believe I even acknowledged that or fought that. The difference this time was that I acknowledged it. You know, I let it happen. I let it pop into my head. I let it happen. And then I made a better decision. And I just finished reading a book called Atomic Habits. And I'm going to tell you, listeners, if they haven't read that book, it is one of the best books I have ever read.
What's the name of it again, Kathy?
It's called Atomic Habits.
Oh, Atomic Habits. Yes, I've read Atomic Habits. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't. And, you know, he talks about so many things. I could spend hours talking about that. But one of the things he talks about is to change your habits, you have to string together a series of good choices.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I did in that moment. Instead of getting down on myself that, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I even thought that way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make a good choice. I'm going to drive by the McDonald's drive-thru and not stop. And it's just, I'm learning that, you know, okay, yeah, I still have this collection of negative tapes that I let sneak back in. Okay, they're there. They're a part of me. I think we are all a part of our past. We're not going to get rid of that. We spend so much time trying to get rid of our past. Our past is who makes us what we are, our experiences, our trials, our successes, our failures. All those make us who we are today. So I've had to learn, you know, not to, number one, not to get down on myself because I even have the bad thoughts, we'll call it, or the bad choice thoughts. But to accept that that's part of me and it's made me who I am, but to string together a series of good choices. And that's what takes me to the next moment.
Nice. So, and I agree with you. You know, I actually believe, and it's just a belief or a theory, maybe I should call it a theory, and it might be founded on some research, but that those tapes that we all have, right, we all have those specific tapes that are kind of intricate just for us, right? And I actually believe that we develop each of those tapes at certain stages of our life. So whether it was the age of 2, the age of 4, the age of 8, that those that we do, we have a tape around something that happened with or to or for us. And that tape is what kind of develops during that time frame. And then we store it in that library. And so a lot of times when we're living in those tapes, we're living in those moments in time when we were younger. And when we're living in a lot of those tapes, all these different ages are kind of garbled together, so to speak. And so I agree with you. I don't think erasing those tapes has to happen. I think what has to happen is that we have to acknowledge them when they come up, because it is a part of us that was feeling a specific way for a specific reason. And then we can simply then act out of our current age and stage of health and say, hey, I get it. Like, I get that you were wounded and that you felt like you needed to rebel in food when you were angry, but you don't need to do that anymore.
Exactly.
Right. Now we can use our voice and explain how mad we are or whatever that is. Right. So I love that you know, you heard that tape, you recognized it, and then you acknowledged it. Because I think so often when we don't acknowledge it, we're actually disconnecting from a part of ourselves.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then all this shame and blame comes in there.
Yes. So acknowledging it helps work through that shame. You know, instead of trying to hide it and bury it, you know, kind of like a dog burying a bone in the backyard so you can't see it. I spent years doing that. I had to bury it all so that you couldn't see it. But it's just acknowledging, it's a part of me. It's who I am or who I was. It's going to come up. Okay. client. Mm-hmm. It is one of my favorite sayings, even though it's overused, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledging it and moving forward with it.
Yep. And just recognizing. I love that. I mean, that's a huge learning and takeaway, to just really recognize, you know, that we can just acknowledge those tapes and, you know, not necessarily embrace them, but definitely not disconnect from them, and recognize that it's okay. And even the best, boldest and brightest star, whoever that might be in your mind, right? Whoever the gurus are of the world, they have those tapes too. There's no one that doesn't. Now they've learned how to embrace them. They've learned how to understand them, where they came from. You can rewrite tapes. There's actually a process therapeutically that you can learn to rewrite those tapes should you choose to, but it's not by disconnecting from them, shoving them down, or acting on them, right? Because when you're acting on those tapes too, you're acting in an old way that served you at the time, but you no longer need it now. So I know you had a lot happen in COVID with, you know, your remodel, which then kind of forced you in many respects to either eat out more, or then when COVID hit, right, couldn't eat out. You had a dual fold slam there, Kathy. So in that though, right, then having to bring food in, not being able to cook it. And so what, being in those circumstances, what did that do for you or to you to have to really try to stay strong for so long? Because it sounds like that's kind of what happened. I call it strength fatigue. Like there's only so long we can stay strong for.
Yeah, I got really tired.
Mm-hmm.
I say all the time, all this, you know, self-improvement is like having a full-time job. And sometimes you just get tired. You know, mm-hmm. I was trying to stay healthy and, you know, treat my body better and heal my back. I'd been seeing a chiropractor to help get the back issues better. And I was doing really great with that and trying to keep the weight off. I tried to, I'm trying to learn to meditate. And, you know, then I started working at the weight loss clinic where I'm, you know, trying to help other people all day long. Mm-hmm. I think part of it was fatigue. Mm-hmm. And I actually got COVID at one point.
Right.
And so it was just kind of crashed, you know, and had to, COVID kind of slammed me and made me stop and get some rest.
Mm-hmm.
Both physically and emotionally,
mm-hmm.
You know, to just kind of reset. It was unpleasant. Thankfully, it didn't require hospitalization, and it was unpleasant. But I think it was probably one of the best things that happened to me,
mm-hmm.
because it just gave me some downtime.
Yeah, I believe that sometimes sickness is for that. Oddly enough.
Yeah.
Just kind of makes us go to bed for a while. We're done for the few minutes of time, whatever, weeks or days. And I am glad that you're better. What's it been like for you to work with other people who are on a weight loss journey?
Oh, it has been wonderful and scary and amazing and emotional. I don't know that there's enough adjectives to describe it. It's actually the biggest challenge for me has been just putting myself out there. You know, again, like I said earlier, I have a tendency to hide and be in the background. And it's funny, they initially hired me to kind of be in the background. And events just turned so that I ended up being one of the first people that folks deal with when they walk into the clinic. And that was not the design. And it was scary. It was not what I was planning on doing, but it's been a really, really powerful and wonderful experience for me to just put myself out there every day and show I have to be vulnerable. And that's something else that I've not been good at in the past. You know, we talked about on the first podcast, you know, that I was trying to hide from my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And that was where a lot of my eating problems came in. And so being vulnerable was not part of the equation in my life. I avoided vulnerability as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've really had to put myself out there. And it's funny, I know Brené Brown is one of your favorite people. And I just recently watched one of her shows on Netflix, and it's called The Call to Courage. Oh my goodness, you really do. I watched mm-hmm. it again the other night. But she talks about you can't have courage without vulnerability.
Mm-hmm. Which is true.
Yeah. And so part of being, for me, being brave and having courage meant that I had to be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really thriving. I'm really thriving in this environment and really enjoying it. And it's been a blessing to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how the weight loss clinic feels. I think they're happy with my performance, but it's really been a blessing to me. I finally, for the first time in my life, feel like I've found my spot and my space and my calling. You know, and I was just sharing with somebody the other day that was just really frustrated because, you know, they're in their 30s and they feel like they've kind of floundered most of their life and they haven't been able to figure out what they want to do. And I always tell people, I have a resume that's probably 5 pages long of all the jobs that I've held in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Because I couldn't decide what I wanted to be when I grew up. And if you asked me, even at the podcast we did a year ago, if you asked me where I saw myself in a year, it would definitely not be where I am.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I've finally found my space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there's a great book, and I love Brené Brown, and I'm sure we could go on about her forever. But I absolutely believe that you have to be vulnerable in order to really show true courage, that there isn't another way around it, realistically, that is what it is, right? Because that is the most courageous thing that we can do, is show up and be ourselves. And you think that would be easy, but it's not in this day and age to really show up, be yourself, be authentic, and be vulnerable and let people in. And then also recognize, though, that you can't give all yourself away. So it is playing that balanced mix of, I'm going to be here, I'm going to show up, I'm going to let people in, I'm going to safeguard if I'm with someone unsafe, and I'm going to make sure that I reserve space for me, right, and in a good way, so that you have some things to kind of to keep for yourself, energy for yourself, right, which is one thing that happens a lot to practitioners. And I've worked with a lot of practitioners in my day, therapists, dietitians. Now, as you know, we run a number of different clinics across the country working with staff members and the people that are doing the follow-ups and the doctors, you know, really trying to train that part of recognizing that, yeah, you're there, you show up, you've got to help, you're the courageous, you know, hero on the front lines, and don't give it all away either.
Right.
Right, because that's where then we can collapse. And I know that because I struggled with burnout in my private practice after 18 years. I put myself on the front lines with many, many a sick client, and I am honored and glad and humbled that I was able to do that for so many years. My stamina was immensely high, and I've had a number of people tell me how high my stamina is in lots of ways. And there's a consequence to pay when you overextend. And so for you, that learning might be there now too. But I know that wasn't even a thought on your radar a year ago. I'm certain that the clients that you come in contact with are absolutely blessed remarkably to have you in front of them. And so often we think that the healer needs to be healed. And the truth is, the healer just really needs to be one step ahead on their journey of healing, right? Which is where you are, right? You've lost the weight, you've gained some back, you set a date, right? To say, no more after this date, I'm done. You set what I call a boundary, right? Like people call them goals or start dates. The reality is that they're boundaries, right? This is the line I don't go across. And you did that beautifully because you're right. We can get into that someday. Someday I'll lose the weight. Someday I'll be happy. Someday I'll laugh again. Someday I'll travel. Hopefully we'll all be able to travel soon. But
right.
But you know, so you did the right thing. You set that boundary for yourself and you're leading yourself back to basics, back to what was successful, back to where you want to be. And I commend you for that immensely.
And it's funny, you know, something you said just really resonated. You know, people tend to go all in, bare your soul, and you put all your emotions out there, but you have to, you know, say something back to yourself. And I realized the other part of this journey is I realized I did it in food. I've done it in my entire life. I'm an all or nothing personality.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I don't just, you know, jump into the pool slowly. I cannonball.
Mm-hmm.
That was an important lesson to learn in my weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
It's an important lesson to learn in life. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's okay to set boundaries. It's okay to be enthusiastic and passionate.
Mm-hmm.
But the all or nothing personality has to go away or back off on in order for you to be successful. You know, I used to do it with my exercise, and every time I would start dieting and exercising, and I would be we call it the bull in the china shop, and inevitably I would hurt myself, and then I couldn't exercise for a while. So that's been an important part of this particular weight loss process this time, is I am learning to exercise, and I am learning to do it mildly, you know, and slowly. And take time to build the strength and build up the muscles instead of wanting to lose, you know, 5 inches from my waist today or be up to be able to do 200 sit-ups today. And I think that's an important lesson for all of us to learn. And a lot of people that are overweight, I think, have that personality. It's all or nothing. I'm all in. Well, that's good, but you've got to back it down just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You've got to set those boundaries. I mean, you know, of like, here's where I'm working today, right? And it's a gray area, that it doesn't have to be, you know, 100% of everything every day, because you can't live like that forever. You have to shoot for what's livable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that. You're learning so many things on your journey still. And learning how to be in the forefront, which I actually love for you. I know it wasn't a place where, you know, you've really said readily, like, I'm good in the background. I'm good on my computer, because I used to work from home on your computer. I'm like, I'm good just doing this. But the truth is, you know, I knew you were going to be called to greatness. And I knew that because you were investing in the journey. And whoever invests in the journey of life, in whatever way that is, whether we all invest in the journey of life. I've worked with many people who have different addictions, from anorexia to bulimia to compulsive overeating, to many people that have cross addictions, drug addiction, alcohol addiction. I have a few people that I've worked with sex and gambling addiction. And I recognize that those people that heal that and take on the journey of life, they are all called to greatness in one way or another. Which is interesting to me. And that's where you are now. And you continue to learn and grow in that and continue to seek new adventures, so to speak, like working in the clinic and more and more self-improvement, which is only helping you immensely. And then that then can flow down like a river to other people as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If you could give the listeners one kind of piece of advice or one thing that they can take from this podcast to continue to help them on their journey, whether they've lost all their weight and gained some back, whether they lost some of their weight and gained it back, whether they're in an emotional eating pattern and they're just having a hard time getting out of it, or whether their old tapes are playing. You know, what's one thing you'd love to impart for them?
I think, you know, there's a song out there that talks about, you assume that nobody else has problems and that everybody else's life is without its challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the biggest lesson that I've learned, and what I try to impart to the patients at the clinic, and what I want everybody to know, is that everybody struggles, whether it's with weight loss, whether it's with addictions, whether it's just in their everyday life. We all struggle. You're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be afraid. You know, the song says, you know, until we're honest, you can't fix anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what I would want people to take away. You know, until you're honest with yourself, until you're honest with, you know, one other person, have an accountability partner. You know, find one other person in your life that you can be honest with to say, hey, I'm really not okay. So that, you know, I just want people to know, you know, we all struggle. We've all, you know, I lost 178 pounds. My face is plastered all over that clinic. And I gained 50 pounds back. Okay. We've all done it.
Right.
You know, so don't be afraid to be honest. And then don't be afraid to move forward. You know, don't get stuck. That's the biggest challenge, is that we have a tendency to get stuck. So admit there's a problem, be honest with yourself, and then don't get stuck.
Wow. I love that. I love that. And I firmly believe in that. In fact, the podcast I did last night was on how to move from inaction to action, right? Because, yeah, so many of us get stuck, whether stuck from fear, stuck from those old tapes, stuck from old patterns. So I love that. And I thank you and I honor you for coming on again to impart your wisdom and knowledge. You have not just lost weight, you have gained yourself. You continue to, every time I speak with you, you continue to encourage and inspire me, which I love. and I so honor and appreciate you for coming back on and letting our listeners hear a bit of your wisdom. And I so, so very much appreciate you coming back on to Overcoming. And listeners, if you love what you've heard today, please rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. We love to bring these to you all so that you can continue to overcome what you had become. And as Kathy has really helped point us in new directions today in our overcoming, I so thank you for doing that, Kathy. And I thank you all, listeners, for listening, and I'll hear you again soon. Take good care of yourselves and others. Have a beautiful day.
Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend. Rate, review, and subscribe. You never know who you'll help become the next overcomer.